is Davin's Den.
We are back. Sorry if you guys were listening live. Had some technical issues, but I think we're okay right now. We'll see how long that goes for. So we got the Valentine's Day Love Fail show, where we try to find the worst cases of love gone wrong over the past year. We each come with our own three stories, and we battle out. Let's see if I can get the music to play in the background, because I have a nice little anti-love medley. Let's see if that's going to work for us. Is that going to work? There we go. There we go. That's playing. All right, this might be good in post. What a fucker. Anyway, all right. So I'll go first, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
Who wants to go second?
I'll go second.
I'm just checking shit here. All right. So this is my first story. Woman breaks into a police station to see a cop she wants to date. Police say a woman smashed her way into a closed Pennsylvania police station looking for an officer she'd been sexually harassing ever since he arrested her. police say 27-year-old Ashley Keister of Nanticoke used a large cigarette butt receptacle to smash glass doors into the West Wyoming Police Building around 12:45 a.m. Monday. Once inside, she started rummaging through filing cabinets. West Wyoming Police Chief Curtis Nocera says Keister had been under investigation for harassing an officer who arrested her last year. He says she sent sexually harassing messages on social media and would call 911 just to talk to him.
Oh my God.
The break-in was caught on surveillance cameras. Keister was charged with aggravated assault on a police officer, burglary, and vandalism. So here's my case for her. I think, first of all, it's pretty damn fucking obvious. But being placed under arrest is never a good time to find your soulmate. 911 is never a good place to have a let's get to know each other or arrange for a booty call. And it's never a good idea to track down an uncooperative love interest and go to their place of business and break in, especially when it's a police station.
Wow.
Now remember, kids, creativity counts. Anybody could kill somebody, but, you know, creativity.
All right.
Who's going next?
I'm going next. Women arrested for stalking after allegedly sending a man 65,000 texts, breaking into his home and taking a bath. This is from May 10th, 2018. A woman in Arizona was arrested and charged with stalking after allegedly sending tens of thousands of texts to a man she met online and breaking into his home. Jacqueline Addis allegedly sent the man 65,000 texts over a course of several months, sometimes up to 500 texts a day, according to court documents. Addis and the man, whose name has not been publicly released, met through an online dating website. The Paradise Valley Police Department reported they had received four calls about Addis going to the man's house or a place of business. And the most extreme instance came when the man called police saying he was out of the country but could see that he had entered his home via a surveillance video. When officers arrived, he found Addis in his residence taking a bath on that occasion. She happened to have a butcher knife, which was found in the seat of her car. She was taken into custody after that instance. She was charged with felony trespass to a residence, according to police. After she was released, she reportedly got back to work, sending threatening texts, then indicting him, harm may come to him. Don't ever try to leave me, I'll kill you. I don't want to be a murderer, but I might. The most recent time the police responded was from her local business on May 4th, when police was told she was acting irrationally. Acting, I guess she finally got around to it.
She's been taking classes.
She was taken into custody and faces felony charges of stalking, threatening, and intimidating as well. And a misdemeanor count of harassment. And there you go.
Well, I mean, I'll give her this. She didn't bring the butcher knife into the tub. It might have rusted, unless it was stainless steel.
Well, you know, maybe it was a stainless steel one, so take that back. But
I wonder if the bath was one of her intentions or if that was just an afterthought.
I don't know. She probably went in there and just ransacked the place and figured, you know what, I want to clean up. I'll take a bath.
Sometimes you just need to relax and unwind. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, well, but it's in somebody's house.
Sure. I wonder if the guy had some incense or potpourri.
I don't know. Look, I'm looking out my window now. My neighbor's couch looks comfortable. I'm not heading over and jumping on it. You know? There's barriers and laws.
There's barriers. Okay, President Trump.
And walls.
There's a wall.
There's walls.
And that's just to keep people from, like, taking baths in our homes? Is that what the wall is for?
Yes.
One of them, dear, yes.
We can't have Mexicans stealing our soap on a rope.
That's right.
Oh, God.
All right, Pip, what do you got?
I'm sorry. I'm still on that other story. I'm picturing, like, one of the scary Women's Channel movie of the week where the spurned loved one is taking a bubble bath with candles in the bathroom when you get home from work. Oh, my God.
Sure. It was starring Nancy McKeon. Good movie.
I like Nancy McKeon.
Do you?
I do, too.
I like to see her in a bubble bath.
Okay.
For work.
All right. She's like 70. You've settled down.
Not 70. She's a couple years younger than me. What did I just set myself up? We'll pause for the demeaning punchline. So...
Once again, you'll handle this just fine. I, you know what? You're so good at flogging yourself these days, I can go take a bath.
Yeah. Not in my house, though.
All right, Pip, what do you got?
Groom accused of following a teenager into a bathroom and sexually assaulting her at his own wedding. Groom in Richboro, Pennsylvania, which is trying to take over from... Florida these days. A groom is accused of following a teenager into a bathroom and sexually assaulting her at his own wedding. WPVI reported that Matthew Ronald Amers, 31, of Willingboro, New Jersey, was arrested earlier this week in reference to the alleged crime in November. Amers allegedly approached a teenager working at the Northampton Country Club during his wedding reception and propositioned her for sex. The teenager refused, and Amers allegedly followed her into the bathroom and assaulted her, according to police. The suspect is also accused of fighting several people and verbally assaulting police. Amers was released from jail after posting 10% of a $350,000 bond on charges of indecent assault, indecent exposure, false imprisonment of a minor, and other offenses. I'm just kind of wondering at the end of this what the status of his marriage is.
No, they're good. They're good. Everybody has hobbies.
They're fine. Right. You know, it's not. Oh, you know, a lot of people do a lot of stupid things when they're under the influence. Sexually assaulting a teenager at your own wedding is right the cherry on the top of that tree of ugly.
Well, that was the problem. He was going for the cherry, but it wasn't on top of the cake.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, God, Joe.
Yeah, that's inappropriate. That's some toxic masculinity right there.
That's right.
There it is.
That's right.
So what do you think? You think that's number? You think that wins, Joe?
I think that's the winner.
Well, yeah, because you picked it, stupid.
Of course.
Yeah, I think that's balls.
Yeah, here's the problem. Here's the problem. That was my number two fucking story, so I have to agree. So the interesting thing is, do you guys have anything worse than that guy for number two? Because that's the story I had for number two.
Oh, no. I have to be worse. Yeah, okay.
All right. So, well, I'm not going to go with the number two story because we just heard it. All right. So that round goes to Pip. That one goes to Pip.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Joe, what do you got?
Female tiger at London Zoo killed by prospective mate. The London Zoo says one of its female Samaritan tigers has been killed by a potential mate while the two animals were being introduced. The zoo says 10-year-old Malate died Friday during her first encounter with Asim, a 7-year-old male. The two tigers have been kept in adjoining enclosures for 10 days so they could get used to one another. But their first interaction quickly escalated into a more aggressive interaction. The zookeepers intervened with loud noises, flares, and alarms, but we're too late to say Malate. Staff says he was devastated by the loss, Malate, but we're heartbroken at this turn of events. Zoologists hoped the two tigers would breed as a part of a European worldwide tiger conservation program for the endangered Sumeritan subspecies, which is more endangered now because one of them got killed by the other.
Okay.
That's
a twist.
Yeah.
What do you got, Pip?
Okay. Well, I have... Sorry, I just have to scroll up a little bit. Oh, my God. Okay. Man arrested for dragging ex-girlfriend with car. He later opened the door and released her, but not before reportedly running her over. Ridgeland, Missouri...
Can I stop you? Were you a gentleman and went around and opened her side of the door for her?
Yeah, he finally did.
Well, I mean, she was slowing him down.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, you got places to go.
Probably the police station.
She was leaving a mess. Man wanted for dragging his ex-girlfriend with his car and running her over in Ridgeland on November 20th has been arrested. According to Ridgeland Police, 28-year-old Paul Vaughn of Florence was arrested in Hammond, Louisiana, and has been charged with aggravated domestic violence. Police are waiting for an extradition hearing to take place. On Tuesday, November 20th, the Ridgeland police were dispatched to East Country Line Road near the Jackson Hilton Hotel, where a woman was found lying in the middle of the road. The 24-year-old woman had sustained major injuries to her body after she had been dragged by a car. Officers were able to determine that she was the victim of a domestic violence situation, which began at the Roadway Inn nearby. According to the victim, she and her ex-boyfriend had an argument in the parking lot. The argument escalated and led to her being dragged through the parking lot by a vehicle he was driving. Police say the suspect had pinned her arm in the door of the car as he drove away. He later opened the door and released her, but not before reportedly running her over. During the course of the investigation, the victim identified the suspect as Vaughn. Now, here's the thing. If you're going to break up with somebody, that's fine. It happens all the time. But you're supposed to drag him on social media, not drag him through the parking lot.
Let me tell you something. He was pissed because then he let her go, then ran her over. That's some sort of piss.
Yeah, I've been there.
That's super piss.
I've been there.
in the car being dragged by one.
No, my ex-girlfriend, hell, I've talked about that. She tried to run me over.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm not really moved by your story, Pip.
Really?
Yeah, not really that creative. I gotta say, the one you picked for number three and I picked for number two, I think that tops anything we heard in the second round.
All right. Well, I got a good one for number one.
Well, we got to. But do you agree? But you guys got to come to a consensus. We got to decide a winner for number two.
But wait, we didn't hear yours yet.
Mine is the one you picked in the third.
Oh, right.
See, here's my. I'll give you my arguments for, because I never presented the case because it was yours to present on that one. Here's the thing: if you're gonna cheat on your wife, it's never wise to do it hours after you get married in the venue where you got married, and your wife still is. Always a bad decision. It's never smart to cheat on your wife with someone who's underage. Once the teen refuses, never good to follow them into the ladies' room and force yourself on them. It's never good when someone says no to drop your pants. That's always a bad move.
No, it's not a good idea.
If you're going to bring money into a proposition with an unwilling woman, you need to bring more than $100 to the table, especially since you probably just made a lot of money on wedding gifts.
Yeah, you gotta go back out where the purse is, go in and get some out of petty cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's gonna change in the purse.
Yeah. It's gonna take more. You got the money, you just had all this shit given to you.
Yeah.
A shuttle bus is never a good escape vehicle.
No.
It's never good to call a cop a bitch or a pussy, which Pip did not mention, but that cop did.
Oh, really?
I mean, what the guy did. And here's the thing. Now you have to return all the wedding gifts before you even get to use them.
I know. That sucks.
Yeah, so, but at least you know, you can give them right back. I mean, they're run open, so it's like...
Yeah, but you don't want to give them back. It's shit you put on the registry. And money.
Well, somebody put an underage girl on the registry, too.
Well, that's what happens when you don't get people what they want. They take it themselves.
That's right.
I feel that one is better than the tiger eating the tiger and being dragged. I mean, Pip's being dragged. That's regular brutality. That does not move the meter. At least Joe got creative.
Well, you know what? Joe's story, I mean, I laughed because I can't believe he thought about that as the love fail. And I saw that story a while ago, and I was like, it didn't even occur to me to use that. So I'm like, my hat is off. I think I would have to give this to Joe because the tiger one was very clever and creative.
No, but I think this is still worse because I think this love fail was very creative and such a fail on so many levels. While it was thinking out of the box or cage, so to speak, it's animals being animals. It's not that...
Oh, no, they were trying to be friendly and mate.
No, they weren't, Joe. One of them was not trying to be friendly and mate. One of them was clearly not happy with this arranged situation.
Well, it's the perfect love fail.
No, I think the guy that hits on a teen at his wedding is the perfect love fail, who then fights with the cops, calls him a bitch and pussy, and tries to get away on a shuttle bus is the perfect fucking love fail.
Even though it's not the best getaway car, granted.
It's a shuttle bus, and we all know shuttle buses, we know there's stops. The shuttle buses have stops.
Where do you think they'll go? Who cares? It'll be back in 10 minutes.
Exactly. It's either coming back or it's going to the Hilton. Those are the two places.
The airport, the Hilton. That's so
see? That's why this is the perfect love fail, which is why I couldn't argue with Pip.
The reason of chasing the car, it's when we want to park it when they get back.
You know what? The version of the story that I got didn't even have those details. So because of those great details, I think that's the one that wins this round.
I concur. This one was my number one for a little while until I found the next one. But yeah, I felt very good about this one. So when you came in with that as number three, I thought to myself, oh shit. But all right, so Pip and I are on the board with the same fucking story. How pathetic is that? So can anybody knock it off? We'll have Joe. You want to go or you want Pip to go?
I'll let Pip go.
All right.
Okay. Yes, for it.
Yes, that's...
Hold on. Yes, you did. Okay. Cheating husband is caught having an affair with housemaid after getting stuck inside her while having sex in a Kenyan hotel room, and doctors had to free them.
Oh.
Guests heard screaming coming from a hotel room in Kitale Town, Kenya. Authorities reportedly called after a man was found stuck inside his lover. The man's wife later claimed he had cheated on her with their landlady.
Wait a minute. I don't know. Wait, was he in? Was he caught in the act and he couldn't get out? Is that what happened here?
Yes.
That's what I thought happened here.
Let me go on.
That's an awkward 911 call, by the way. I'm just saying.
Yeah, really. You got to hop to the phone.
I wish that we could show pictures on the show because there's a photo of them in flagrante.
Funny.
Ooh, oh, wow. Put that up in the chat room.
I will.
Okay.
A husband accused of cheating was caught, quote unquote, in this article, after becoming stuck inside his lover while they were having sex in a hotel room in Kenya, it has been reported. Guests at the hotel in Kitale Town, Trans Nzoia County, heard screams coming from one of the rooms and raised the alarm. On arrival, police reportedly found the couple stuck together, and doctors had to be called in to free them.
How you get stuck?
They must have mistaken the lubricant with the Elmer's glue. I don't understand.
Nairobi News reports that the man was in Kitale for business and had left his wife at home in Lodwar Town. The wife later claimed that her husband had been having an affair with his landlady in Lodwar. So officers were called to the hotel and arrested the lovers, who were taken to a nearby police station. According to local media, a large crowd gathered as news of the bizarre situation emerged. Police were forced to fire shots in the air to disperse the onlookers. Reports suggested that the wife had asked a witch doctor to help catch her husband out.
Wow.
But how? Shots was reportedly seen trying to separate the couple. It's not clear why exactly the couple became stuck together in this way, but they may have been victims of a rare occurrence known as penis captivus,
This is made up shit. Penis captivus. This is like a 6-year-old learning Latin. This is bullshit.
This is when the muscles of the vagina clamp down on the penis much more firmly than usual. When the penis is in the vagina, it becomes increasingly engorged. Dr. John Dean, a UK-based sexual physician, told the BBC.
Yeah, but then you come.
No. he said
his
muscles
to get out of Dodge. Yeah.
Hold on. The muscles of the woman's pelvic floor contract rhythmically at orgasm. While those muscles contract, the penis becomes stuck and further engorged. Finally, the vaginal muscles relax. The blood flows out of the penis, and the man can withdraw. He said that over the years, several of his patients have discussed their experience of getting stuck more out of curiosity than because it was a problem, he added. The Cattell case is not the first of its kind reported in Kenya.
Oh, this is a Kenyan thing? Obama. That's what caused it.
It was Obama. No, I'm kidding. In November 2016, a lover and his married mistress became stuck in the same way in the country's Kisii County after her husband asked a witch doctor to curse her genitals.
What, did he shake a rattle in front of a twat? Well,
since you would know about it, they probably did it long distance by taking a voodoo doll and, like, putting some Elmer's glue on her. I don't know.
He make dildo out of voodoo doll.
That's actually fun.
The pair reportedly became locked together as they were having sex at the home of the cheating wife while her husband was away on a business trip. It was reported in local media and widely believed that...
Is this the same story?
No, this is another incident that happened.
Okay, all right.
Okay, just explaining that it happens more than once. So, I'm pretty much done. That it's happened to other couples. But they brought a crowd around.
Oh, good God.
That had to be dispersed with a gun because people were so excited.
I just can't imagine this being true. Like, I feel like this is savage medicine.
No, it's the Daily Mail, UK.
Oh, well, when it's a fine reporting source like that.
I know. I don't know if this is the actual moment, but there is a photo of a couple. And the guy is lying on top of the woman, and her face is pixelated. But that seems to be the actual moment.
So they're in the middle of the act. The cops break in, and how do they get them outside in the street where everybody can watch?
That's interesting. I think that they probably put them in a vehicle because they were still stuck together.
I guess they brought them out. They were probably naked, connected, and everybody was like, "What the hell is this? Hey, take a look at this."
Yeah.
Wouldn't they put a blanket over them?
The police carry couple away after man gets stuck inside his lover. So that's what they're saying is that now there's a picture of them. I guess they're in the vehicle that they've been put into. It looks like, it's Kenya. It's not like the kind of police vehicle we're used to looking at, but it's a van with two benches on either side, and they're lying down on the floor in the middle.
Can you imagine being the next people that have to go in there? Why is this squad car smell funky?
this squad car smells like sex and candy.
Funny.
Or fish and incense.
So my stuck together couple, that's my story.
Huh. Well, it always makes it tough when you bring witch doctors into the equation. I can't lie.
That's right.
All right, Joe.
I love that.
What do you got, Joe?
Woman accused of attacking boyfriend with a samurai sword because she thought he was cheating. A Washington man was sound asleep when police said his girlfriend pulled out a samurai sword and tried to kill him in a premeditated revenge plot. Alex Lavelle, the victim, told an Oregon media outlet that he was able to fight off his girlfriend and convince her to call for help. Boy, he's very persuasive. It's a tale of infidelity.
That sounded better. Wait, that last thing that you said, where you said I can't talk tonight, that sounded much clearer and louder. Do that again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fumble your words. It's a tale of infidelity, accusations, video games, and chopped off body parts. I was just so proud for beating this samurai wannabe crazy lady with hate in her heart, Lavelle, not 29, told Oregon Live. I've been preparing my whole life for something like this. His girlfriend, Emily Javier, waited for Lavelle to fall asleep in their Camas home in March, according to an arrest affidavit obtained by the Washington Post. The 30-year-old hid her boyfriend's phone so he couldn't call for help. Her motive? Lavelle spent too much time playing video games, he told the police in an affidavit. Javier claimed that he was unfaithful after finding Tinder on his phone, scratches on his back, red hair in the shower drain.
Pip?
Yep, because her hair was dyed green. She must be a looker. Javier did not confront Lavelle about the alleged...
Joe, you sound muffled again. What? Did you do something differently?
I'm not. Her hair...
That sounds better.
See, that's better.
All right. Javier did not confront Lavelle about the alleged infidelity, she told police. She believed he could just deny it, according to the arrest affidavit. Instead, Javier is confused of hatching a plan to kill him. Once her boyfriend fell asleep, Javier reached for a samurai sword she bought at the mall the week earlier. It was taped to the side of the bed, along with two knives, just in case. In the pitch black of the bedroom they shared, Javier told the police she used her phone's light to eliminate Lavelle. I was trying to kill him for cheating, Javier is quoted in an affidavit. That was my purpose. The victim said his survival instincts kicked in, drawing from his martial arts training and a lifetime love of kung fu films. These two people are assholes. I was able to Wing Chun my way to survival.
Wing Chun?
Everybody Wing Chun that night. I was able to Wing Chun my way to survival, Lavelle told the Oregon Live, referring to a traditional form of Chinese kung fu, also a popular song during the 80s. This kind of Chinese kung fu specializes in close-range combat. This guy was stoked for this shit. He told the publication he was able to wrap her in a bear hug and convince her to call for help. Javier called 911 and told the dispatcher she thought Lavelle was dead, according to the affidavit. Javier was charged with first-degree attempted murder, according to the Clark County Jail roster, and she is being held on $350,000 bail. Lavelle suffered life-threatening injuries, police said. Doctors were able to attach his middle finger and ring finger. He told Oregon Live he said there are deep wounds in his feet and legs with lacerations on his torso, neck, and head. The gaming community, what guys, had raised more than $8,000 for Lavelle's medical expense. And there is my top love fail.
Huh. It's a lot there.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the line of the night. There's a lot there. Yeah.
There's a lot there.
Oh boy, you guys are bringing it this evening. I'm proud of you guys.
I'm just trying to picture having a life where you have to go around the room and make sure there aren't any knives taped to the side of your bed before you go to sleep at night.
You never met my ex-girlfriend, did you?
No, I didn't. Holy shit.
But here's the kicker in the story. It's, you know, not only is she just, she tries to kill him, jumps on top of him, he's fucking stoked because he could use his fucking kung fu skills. He's a lunatic.
Well, I mean, you know, like the story said, he trained his whole life for it.
I know, but it's like, you know, he lost a two finger.
Joe, think about this. Joe, think about it. You go to a Journey concert. The guy who plays the keyboard, all of a sudden, he's got a hangnail. He can't play. You're in the front row. They call you up. You just got called up to the show. You're ready to go.
Yeah, but I'm not losing anything about it. Look, if Jonathan Cain suddenly gets sick and I got to run up and play Separate Ways, that's one thing. But I'm not losing two fingers over it.
Especially not a keyboard player.
No.
Why are they bringing up Mr. Two Fingers to come and play the keyboard solo? Not happening.
Yeah, right. You need them.
Yeah, I should think.
These people, boy, they were a two of a kind.
Well, I mean, he just was able to use what he loves. I don't know if he's a bad guy.
Well, no, he's not. He's just this gamer nerd that loves kung fu and got to use some of his skills while losing two of his digits and almost his foot.
Just see him hitting A, go up, left, up, B, A. Just fucking...
Yeah.
All right.
I love it. It's like, I'm finally getting called into the game, coach.
Yeah, right.
Jesus.
All right, well... Let's see. You guys have certainly raised your game. Let's see what I got here.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, yes. A Missouri woman used antifreeze to fatally poison her husband and then set their home on fire with his body still inside so she could marry a convicted murderer serving life in prison, according to reports.
Oh, my God.
But I'm not scared.
What? What, Joe?
Very good, but I'm not scared.
Oh. That's tough words there from you.
Yeah.
Amy Murray, 40, was working as a nurse at the Jefferson City Correctional Center when she was having an affair with inmate Eugene Claypool, Fox 22 reported. Murray allegedly started a fire inside her Iberia home on December 11th, and first responders found the body of Murray's husband, Joshua Murray, inside, cops said. Fire marshals determined that the blaze originated inside the master bedroom and that an accelerant was used to start the inferno, according to Miller County Sheriff's Office. An autopsy concluded that Joshua was dead before the fire started and that he was poisoned with antifreeze. Murray was charged with first-degree murder and armed criminal action in connection with her husband's death, authorities say. After Murray allegedly started the fire, she went to a McDonald's with her 11-year-old son and dogs, according to the news outlet. Well, you know, murder works up an appetite.
Yeah, plus you would need a happy meal.
Sure, because you're going to have an unhappy life, so.
Yeah. You got a happy meal? I just killed your father. Stop it. Don't you realize
Stop
I just killed your father?
Him.
We'll get a happy meal next week if I get on parole.
Court documents revealed that Murray had recorded phone conversations with Claypool in which she stated that she did not want to be married to her husband anymore, Fox 22 reported. She added that she could marry Claypool because Joshua was dead and out of the picture, and the report said. Murray even reportedly talked about getting an attorney to try to get Claypool released early. Claypool is serving life in prison for fatally stabbing a 72-year-old Missouri man who won a lottery jackpot of $1.7 million. Murray was being held at the Miller County Adult Detention Center for a $750,000 bond. Now, here's my case. Prison? Never a good place to meet your boyfriend, your new boyfriend. Never a good choice. If you're gonna meet your boyfriend in prison, don't pick the guy serving a life sentence for murder. If you go to jail for murder, you never get to see your new boyfriend.
Right.
And don't record phone conversations where you say you don't want to be married so you could be with your new boyfriend because your ex is dead and be the one who killed your husband. That's a very poor strategy.
Why do people keep evidence like this around? Why?
Because they're stupid.
And they want to get on this show.
Well, I mean, if she does get out of these accusations, she could definitely be the, oh, God, never mind.
What, you were going to defend this?
No, I wasn't. I had a joke, and I completely forgot a word that was important to it. Never mind.
Just the punchline.
Oh, boy.
Joe, also, did Joe sound like a mile away all of a sudden?
No, I'm not a mile away.
Okay, well, you did for when you were laughing.
All right.
Maybe, yeah, he did.
Maybe I pulled the phone away so it didn't overmodulate.
Okay.
Okay.
I find that hard to believe. You're not usually that tech savvy, but we'll pretend.
That's funny.
Yeah. He's trying to do mic technique with a phone.
So we got three contenders here. Here's why I will say I get the edge because it's my job to argue for my case. You got a lot of premeditation going on here. And with all that premeditation, you're still following up with doing a lot of stupid shit. There's something to be said for planning to kill your husband so you could be with a murderer who's serving a life sentence and having that phone conversation where you say, well, now you can be better to be together because he's dead and out of the way. There's something to that.
I think I like my story because basically you have a horrible violence in there, and you have two characters. See, unfortunately, this guy is dead, but the victim isn't actually as nutty as well. Who knows? But the victim is really not much on the victim. Here's the deal. You have my case has got premeditation of a choice of weapons, okay? Also, the victim seemed more than happy to be attacked so he could use his karate skills. In addition, he lost a couple of digits and was able to persuade the attacker to call the police and get her arrested. So, yes, it did involve violence, but the victim, unfortunately, did pass away. Nothing much on the victim. But in my story, there was violence, lost digits, weaponry, premeditation, a victim, more than happy to fight. So I think I have the edge on that.
Yeah, but mine had snacks. They went to McDonald's, Joe.
Sorry, snacks don't win.
And what about?
I think that mine is the ultimate story because the ultimate fail is in the ultimate act. That talk about getting caught in the act. This guy not only was cheating on his wife at home, but now he went off to a hotel and he gets literally caught in the act. Oh, this is a great love fail.
No, I think I find it.
There's a crowd. This is a crowd pleaser.
It's a crowd pleaser.
Come one, come all.
Come one. Oh, I'm stuck again.
Here's what I'm thinking about Pip's story. It's so absurd that I almost think it can't be true.
Yeah, you know, it's the Daily News. I mean, I know that they're not the most, you know, reputable. I got pictures here.
No, I mean, because I think it can't be true does not disqualify it. It could be true. But I'm just saying that's absurd. What I like about Pip's story is anytime you can work witch doctors into a story, you know, you got to give special points to that.
This is a special thing. I mean, not only are they cursed, but the curse worked.
she might have worked witch doctors, but my story is actually worked in ancient Chinese fighting techniques.
Did it really?
but look, you wake up and there's somebody trying to kill you with a samurai sword, and you're like, fucking A, yeah. You know?
There is that.
That's what I've seen on TV or what I learned. I mean, you got to look at the insanity of the two participants in my story. Kind of, you know, makes my point where this is the better story.
Yeah, but look at the insanity of mine. Not only does she want to be with somebody who she's never going to see because he's got life in prison, she kills somebody and tells him that she's going to do it and records it.
Right. But
I mean, that's a special insanity, too.
But still, that victim wasn't excited for the whole thing. My victim couldn't be more pleased.
But does that make it a love fail because your victim was pleased?
I don't think they're going to be together anymore.
Well, he got her to call the authorities.
Well, that's persuasion. That's not. But I do feel that this is a love fail because there was alleged infidelity in this. Boy, words are hard tonight. infidelity tonight. So basically, this was involved in cheating, and cheating involves a love fail.
That's true. Well, I mean, it's a love fail because. She's trying to kill him in bed.
Yeah.
That's a love thing.
Maybe he's not much of a lover.
Well, let me tell you something. Nope. I've had a can of fucking peas thrown at me. I never had a fucking samurai sword whizzing around.
Well, because your ex didn't have a love of the martial arts. That's not your fault.
Yeah. Or a love of
peas. There's always time, Joe.
Yeah.
You still have time. Joe Carl doesn't have any love of martial arts or weaponry, does she?
No.
So we got.
Oh, good. Okay.
We got three excellent stories here.
We do have three excellent stories. I do have a thought.
That's new.
Since I'm home, Mr. Felix happens to be present. Would you like him to be the tiebreaker?
Yeah, but it's going to be a love fail if he disagrees with you.
No, I won't tell him whose story is whose.
Sure, we can get Mr. Helix to weigh in. Yes. I'm not reading the stories over again, are we?
No. It's you can give a summary.
Okay.
I have it on speaker. He'll hear you.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Mr. Helix. are you available to help with something on the show?
Mr. Helix, are you still taking a shit? You got a second?
Well, is he?
He's coming.
Well, then it's not a love fail. It's a love success.
Yeah, hold on a second. He's not doing that kind of coming. Okay, we have a conundrum. We're having our annual love fails contest, and the three of us have each given a story, and they're so damn good we can't decide who is the winner of which is the most spectacular love fail. So could you break the tie?
To cast the tie-breaking vote, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I can do that.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
All right. Okay. So here's the three summaries. Our first story involves a cheating man caught in the act with his philanderous woman. And when I say caught in the act, he actually got caught fucking her, and he was stuck inside of her. They could not be separated because his penis engorged and her vagina tightened, and they had to call the police to bring them.
Did they try a fire hose?
What?
Did they try a fire hose?
No. They're not. This isn't Selma. They weren't protesters.
Okay.
So they bring them outside where they're still attached at the cock, and a crowd gathers around and pictures are taken, and to cap it all off, the woman who was married to the guy who's cheating asked for a witch doctor. What was the witch doctor asked for, Pip? I forgot.
Oh, the witch doctor was asked to catch the guy in the act of being a cheater.
Yes. So that's the summary of story one. Story two.
Wait, a witch doctor? What?
It was in Kenya, so it was a witch
doctor. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
No collusion. It's a witch doctor. Yes.
Okay. That part I didn't count. Okay.
Story number two involved a couple that had issues. The woman was no longer interested in the man, or was very upset with the man, jumps on top with a samurai sword. But fortunately, our friend was preparing, the male was preparing for this very day. So he had knives at the handy, and they went to battle. He was actually excited about this opportunity. Unfortunately, in the battle, he lost two fingers.
Wasn't this like a Bruce Lee movie once?
It might have been. He lost two fingers. So he's bleeding, and this woman just attacks him. But this guy convinced the woman to call the authorities, in which case she was turned in. But because he was bleeding, he got her to call the authorities. I think that was the gist of it. Is that right, Pip?
Yeah, that's about it. She was going
for the single digit, but she got two fingers.
She was going to kill this guy, but this guy's such an enthusiasm about the martial arts, he'd been preparing his whole life for this shit, so he happened to have knives handy to defend himself.
Right, I get that part, but I mean, she was going for the gusto with the knife, right?
He's pointing at his cock.
Thank you, Pip. I think she was trying to kill him.
Right, but so just cutting off his two fingers made her like call them. Okay, I'm just getting it here.
What happened was
if she killed him, it would have been okay. But cutting off his fingers, then she's like,
well, no, he lost the fingers because he was fighting back.
Well, what the situation was is that she felt that she had a feeling this guy was cheating. Turned out the lights, shined her cell phone on him, woke him up, started to attack him with this samurai sword. He is trained in martial arts, was more than happy to fight back using a close encounter Chinese fighting technique, wound up losing two fingers and lacerated his foot. And the thing about it was he was happy because he got to use his fighting technique.
Yeah, but he wasn't very good at it, though.
Well,
all right. And here's story number three. A couple in Missouri. It wasn't going well. The woman started working in a correctional facility as a nurse, where she fell in love with a man serving a life sentence for murder, for killing a 72-year-old. So she falls in love with this convict. So what's she going to do? She decides she's going to off her husband by poisoning with antifreeze and burning the house down. She then stops at McDonald's. Now, before this, she had a phone conversation with her convict boyfriend about how they could get married because the husband was out of the way now that he had been killed. And she recorded this phone conversation, which authorities got. So she was going to leave her husband for a guy serving life in jail for murder.
And she was going to kill the husband.
She did kill the husband.
Oh, but poisoning with antifreeze.
And she recorded.
Well, why didn't she just, if she just went to prison for murder, then she'd be in with her boyfriend. So
No, because men and women don't serve in prison together.
Well, all right.
sorry. Sorry they don't get a happy ending.
I can't argue with that logic, but with the logic they're using, why not? But
really? She works in a correctional facility. I think she knows that they don't have family there.
They don't have the communal pen.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But most people don't resort to murdering their husband that way. So, you know, there's a whole other mindset going on here that, you know, presumably rational people don't
follow.
Yeah.
I don't think rational people are in this.
None of them.
I don't think any of the damn stories.
Yeah. I mean, if anybody was rational, it would be the two people that just had the unfortunate a happenstance of getting caught fucking. I mean, if anybody was logical.
Oh, yeah, the engorged and caught couple?
Yeah, I mean,
the only logical two.
Well, getting caught is, you know, normal. I mean, but getting caught that way,
yeah,
that takes it to a whole nother level. You know?
A whole nother level. Interesting choice of words.
Were people, like, you know, probably cheering and holding up the Olympic numbers, you know, like... They got a 10 from everybody but the
cop
and the Russian judges.
So which do you think is the biggest love fail?
Wow. I think number one is the funniest.
Well, funny counts for this. Funny counts.
Nobody bled or died in it.
But that's okay. I mean, we always like creativity certainly has a special place in our show.
But I can see the movie rights going to number two.
Okay.
But then again, it could be made into a TV show for number three, like Law and Order or something. So.
Well, when did the fire come into with number three?
When did the fire? Oh, after she poisoned him. She poisoned him with antifreeze, and then she lit the house on fire, where she took the son and the dogs to McDonald's.
I didn't hear that part. It must have phased out on me.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't mention that part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that adds a twist to it.
Well, you always need a snack, especially after murder. Works up an appetite.
It's tough, though, right? I mean, they're all good stories.
They're all really good in their own way.
In their own way of being awfully bad.
If this is what we call good, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So which do you think?
Well, which one's your favorite?
I like number one because it made me laugh, you know, that they're stuck together like two dogs, you know, out in the street. I'm thinking that's the one I have to go with because, you know.
Well.
It's just absurd. The other ones are, number two is absurd, but not as absurd. And number three is just like psycho. So.
Well, there's also premeditation involved.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean it's not psycho.
Oh, no, it's psycho.
Oh, no, it's psycho.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so your vote is for number one.
I'm going with number one. Yeah, number one.
You know, I will have to say, when you bring witch doctors into the equation, you always get bonus points.
I
think number one is a solid choice. And I think, Mr. Helix, you just averted a love fail because it was your wife's story.
Okay, I didn't know. All right, let me disclaim. I didn't know whose was what. All right, you know,
no,
I didn't
know
whose story.
No, but I'm saying you might have a happy love tonight because you made your wife a winner.
Yay! See, no, he had no idea. I really didn't like push him either way.
But then again, Mr. Helix loses because it's winter and Pip doesn't shave.
I'm calling the witch doctor in right now.
Put a spell on those thighs.
What?
I said, put a spell on those thighs.
He's enjoying that.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Helix.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Helix.
I'm glad I could be of service.
You're very welcome.
You will be in other ways later.
Whoa!
Oh, a little romance.
Look at that.
He said, I'll get engorged.
Well, anything for you not to come into work, Pip, so it wouldn't surprise me.
So, this is our totals. The first round number three, we had the groping groom, we had the bathing beauty, and we had the cop crush, and the groping groom was the lead story.
Under Pip. Pip had the groping groom.
I got the groping groom. And then in the second round, we had Love's a Drag, Tiger Love, and the groping groom again. And the groping groom won again because it's such a great story.
That was my choice.
Yeah. Then for round number one, we had Caught in the Act. We had Everybody Wang Chung Tonight and The Burning Bed. And Caught in the Act wins. So
yes.
I win!
Look at that, Pip. You've beaten the king.
I can't believe it. Thank you. I have so many people to thank, including my dear Mr. Helix for coming and tie-breaking for us.
There you go.
That was, once you bring in witch doctors, it's hard for me to argue it.
That was one of my favorite parts of the story. I'm glad that you appreciated that. And, of course, it went back to our homeland, Kenya, because
our homeland?
The home country of Africa seems to play a big part in our show.
I think the real question is it a better story than The Groping Groom? I would actually say The Groping Groom might be better because he did so many things badly.
Compared to the two stories, yeah, The Groping Groom would be the one.
Yeah, I think he was really the lost leader of our contest.
The Groping Groom was going to be my number one up until obviously I found this. But the premeditation and the admitting it and recording it, I like that a lot. But
I think that would be a great, Lifetime movie special.
I guess.
Oh, it really would.
Okay, take your word for it.
That's a popcorn eater.
Okay. Well, congratulations, Pip. Very good.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Pip
got wear the crown for a whole year.
Yes. Pip got the most stories on the countdown, and she got the best story. Even though we said it's not really the best, where it was slotted, it won. So there you go.
There you go. A win is a win.
A win is a win. Next up, April Fools. And I shan't go easy into the good night.
No, I know. Everybody's going to have to bring it for the April Fools.
No, this was a shot across the bow, Pip. This was a shot across the bow. Now I know you've come to play a little bit. All right.
I got to be
super prepared.
Every year we bring our A game. I mean, it's gotten better and better.
No, this is the first year where I felt like, at least in a long time, where I felt like you both really had three very good stories each. I don't always feel that way, but I was very impressed with your efforts.
Sometimes the stories get tougher and tougher every year. You try to find them. I mean, I'm sitting there pounding my head. I'm like, sometimes you go in and you go, all right, I get clobbered, but then sometimes you get them together and go, yeah, I'm ready for battle,
Here's what didn't make my list. I had a guy who repeatedly fucked a miniature horse. He didn't make my list.
That's not really a love fail.
Sure it is.
Really?
He got caught.
Well,
you can't keep...
I wouldn't have counted that as a love fail. That was... The pony wasn't feeling the love.
But it's like, I don't know if the pony was looking for romance.
Well, here was another one that didn't make my list. So there was this woman who was on the lam, so to speak, was a criminal. She didn't have... But she had no legs. So her man was taking her and trying to hide her, and they were driving, and he had her in a plastic container in the back seat without her, no legs. She's just in a plastic container, but they got caught. But that wasn't really a love fail because he was trying to help her. But that I enjoyed that story immensely.
Yeah, if I was in the container and he opened it up, I go, what am I, a fucking leftover? Help me.
I'm keeping you fresh.
Oh, my God.
I feel like a fucking truck
story.
And then this one didn't make the list. This was during the football playoffs. There's a lesbian couple. They were in a hotel or something, and the Eagles lost. And the one woman was very, very upset. So she put her lesbian lover's chihuahua in the microwave. Didn't cook it, but
she put her what in the microwave?
Her lover's dog in the microwave.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah.
No.
Like Mexican food.
Yes, Joe.
Oh, God. So horrible. No.
Oh, the way you were saying that, it sounded like you were getting hungry. I'm like,
Your no means yum, yum, yum.
Oh God, that sounds delicious. Oh God. No. Horrible.
So those did not make my list, but I found those stories entertaining nonetheless.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
But all right.
And in the meantime, I am saving the images of the lovers caught in flagrante onto my computer so I can put them in the chat right now.
And also put them on the Davin's Den Facebook page.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. You know, that type of accomplishment that you put forth tonight, Pip, it deserves to be commemorated for all time.
Bask in the winner's circle.
Yes. Good for you.
I will.
You know, and this coming from a girl who usually fucks up at least one of the stories and doesn't even get it on the list.
Well, you know, one of them, at the last minute, I looked at the date on one and I realized it was before Valentine's Day last year. And I said, oh, shit. So I juggled my stories.
Ah, well, we appreciate your honesty.
Thank you.
You were rewarded. Yeah, I was like, you're. Let's take our final break, and we'll come back. We'll do some Anjax. On the break, we'll play some of Joe's band Fragile Sky, the debut of Blacktooth Grin. And we'll leave this on the podcast if Joe wants. Joe, you want it on the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And we'll leave it on that'll an intro segment 3. So this is Fragile Sky with Blacktooth Grin